March 31, 2024, SWAT from Pedro Show. Swat for Pedro show. Brother Derek, it's like deja vu all over again.
So nice. Yeah.
We started off with John Coltrane doing Spring Is Here, which it is. And then you with KKI. And this is from this record you put out last year, right? This album.
Yes. Interlude. Yes, correct. That's and it's actually meant to be key, KKI as in key.
Right. It's just a sound. It really ain't a meaning.
Right. No, the meaning is in the music, whatever you pull from it.
Yeah, which is great. That's, I think, a better reality on the dealio anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working backward the other way. So, between now and the last time we talked, what have you been doing?
Okay, so it was Easter, and I don't do anything traditional, but I had contact with the family. You know, they're all out in California out there with you. But I had another younger friend stop by, and he brought me Easter dinner, and we had a really nice conversation. I talked about you a bit because of doing this on Easter, yeah.
Okay. So, but the time before Easter and then the last time we talked in between, well, you gave me some music that we're going to hear, this Derek Higgins, Blake DeForest, Cubby Phillips.
Yes. The Muse.
The Muse.
Absolutely. Yeah, it kind of arose pretty organically. I met Blake and Cubby back in 2016 through another musician who's older than them, because they're young. These guys are young. And we started a band called Chemicals, which was loosely somewhere between Electric Miles Davis and Flying Lotus. And couldn't keep the band together. It was really explosive, but I developed friendships with them. And in the last couple of years, I was sharing some stuff I was working on with Blake, a trumpet player, and he responded really positively to an avant-garde piece that I had done. I was surprised because, you know, he's really into funk. So that led to us, I said, well, let's do something. And it just took off from there.
And where you record, you got a studio in your pad, right?
Yes, I do. It's the room that I'm speaking from. It's my music room, studio room, yeah.
Do you give it a name?
My studio, DVH. My initials, Derek Von Higgins is my name. My middle name is V-O-N, you know, like a German.
In German, it means from.
Yes. I think my dad was pretty stoned when he named me.
Yeah. The Dutch is V-A-N, Von. It usually means, yeah, from, like Del was Spanish, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or D in Italiano. Yeah. Older days, like you were from where you were from, right?
Right,
or what
right.
You did, or you were. Okay, so, but you can't do, it's like my pad, my apartment, you can't do drums really, right? You said something about living room?
Well, yeah, I can in the living room. I haven't done any drum sessions for years, out of respect for my neighbors, honestly. but I can do drums, and I can mic everything up and run it right into the next room here where I'm sitting, yeah.
Okay, so you were surprised by Blake tripping on that music. So was that kind of the MO? You would present them music and then record their responses?
Well, actually, we did the sessions together here at the house. It came from a listening session, you know, smoking session, where I was just, you know, I was actually surprised because Blake is, I think, about 28 and really into hip hop and funk, you know, white kid thinks he's black. No, just kidding. And so I was playing this Soundcraft piece, you know, that was, you know, I'd actually used some field recordings I had done of water and sticks. And he really responded strongly to it. I said, let's explore this. And that moved into playing some of the more ambient pieces. And he liked it. The other thing is that he's really a shit hot young trumpeter, one of the best in town. And he was saying, I didn't even know I could play like this. So it's been pretty cool.
You know, the contrasting, it's making me think of Igor Stravinsky's Ride of Spring, where they got that little kind of, I don't know, horn line, flute line, versus yes. all that syncopated rhythmic kind of thing.
Right, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, contrast is good. Yeah, just because we're used to certain kinds of ingredients for a certain recipe, it don't matter about maybe being adventurous enough to try different combinations of different things.
Absolutely, yeah. absolutely. You know, things can happen, and we grow from these experiences. At least that's my experience. Is I've grown from trying new things and being open to situations not necessarily so familiar. Yes.
Right. And what about this Armada Place Silverado that came from this meeting of the minds? Do you remember this?
I do. And the Silverado track was complete. This was another one where I had done, actually, I had the track Silverado was done about 3 years ago. And so when I was pulling up stuff and saying, what about this? What about this? It was another one where there was a, there's a horn line in it already that I played on the keyboard. And I said to Blake, would be neat to hear a real horn doing that. And it involves circular breathing. If you're going to like do the extended tones the way that you can do on the keyboard.
Yeah.
And Blake said, I want to try that. And it just, it's beautiful. It took us several takes because the, for some reason, it was a sample then, must have been. It wasn't quite an A440 tune, right?
Uh-huh.
So Blake had to work with his horn to get in tune with it. And but once he did, it's like, to me, it's when we both kind of get goosebumps when we listen to it.
Oh, man. Okay, let's listen.
ever look back? Where you're at, don't you ever look back? I say, where you're at, don't you ever look back? Where you're at, don't you ever look back?
do you get much sleep? You take care of me. You take care of me.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with Derek Higgins, Blake DeForest, Cubby Phillips, Silverado. And yeah. We had Muskud Mudsuck out of Anchorage with Bury Me at 20 Mile Summit. Bullets or Balloons out of Spokanistan with On This Episode of Crossfaded Moms. I'm Blown Out by Five Sorrow. Torn Boys. Mayday. This is something from the 1980s. early 80s or something, they re-released, they found. Yeah, the independent project people, Bruce Leitcher and that.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah, and very distinctive artwork, if you notice. Also, the music, too.
Absolutely.
And
almost
rough kind of cardboard thing, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right, right. And actually, Minutemen played with Savage Republic, the first Desolation Center gig on the dry lake bed out in Mojave.
Wow, I bet that was a trip.
You know, there's a documentary out on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Desolation Center, and they talk about all the gigs. We played some of the last ones, too. Like, one was a cruise in Pedro with the Meat Puppets.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll check that out. Definitely will check it out.
Yeah. Automatic Love after that with Where You At, Now, 9-6 Smokey. These are a couple of guys who were on the last show with Joy. I think they're going to change the name of the band because they found another Joy in San Diego. Fuck, there must be 10 million Joys. Anyway, I remember Almond Joy, right?
Oh, yeah, love it.
Right. What was the difference between them and Mounds? One had the almonds, right?
Yeah, and one had coconut. And I forget.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Loved them, though.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Help with the fatty liver thing. Yeah. Ninth movement of Winter and Amnesiaca for Ingram Marshall. This is the Dream Thieves Snowphonic Neither an Orchestra, the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble trip. Brother Randolph Carter and Brother Graham out of England. They're going to be back on the show in a couple weeks. Then Non La, brand new, Take Care. And finally, Derek Higgins, Blake DeForest, Cubby Phillips. And this is a title you like. Sackcar,
yeah. Yeah.
The name, right?
Yeah, it's a blend. It's partially the last name of a local musician who's, and also the musician's father who I used to work with, who is a real friend to people in need. He opened a homeless shelter here, and it's still running. He had to retire. But Sackcar is their name, and then the music, when I was writing it, driving cars, just was in my head. And so when it was time to just name it, you know, quickly, it just came together. Sackcar, call it Sackcar.
Yeah, yeah, kind of a epigram. How does Cubby Phillips fit in?
Okay, so Cubby is even younger than Blake, but I met Blake and Cubby basically at the same time through James, this saxophone player who will be on Muse Number 2, which I'm working on, actually. But James and I were in the band Sun Ambulance together on Saddle Creek Records.
Yeah.
And he had worked with these guys, knew them. And I was working on a project with James, his project, Agronomo, and he brought them in for the live show that we did. And we vibed. And so then I bonded with these guys friendship-wise. We started the band Chemicals. That blew up because of the drummer. The drummer moved to Florida, and everyone went their separate ways, but the friendship was there. And so Cubby got wind of me and Blake and I working together and dropped by to see what was going on. It was a real positive, you know, response from him. And so, well, come on and step on this, Cubby. And I love what he did.
Right, right, okay. But it's trippy how people connect with people, All about people,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
It is. And you can never really predict when and how it will happen.
No, that's kind of the neat thing. It's scary, but yeah, it's kind of exciting, too. Look,
very exciting.
You told me a big dealio was this MIDI, this, right, music instrument, digital interface kind of thing, so machines can talk to each other. But did you play any bass guitar on this?
On this, on my interlude album, yeah. I did some tracks where I added bass, and then I listened back, and it was like, you know, for me personally, what I'm getting from the bass on the keyboard is fine, so I took it off.
Okay.
I do play guitar on Interlude on one track. I didn't send it to you. I'm sending you all that stuff in physical form.
Yeah.
So I, you know, and then I, my bass playing is involved with, you know, on the David Nance and the RAF. That's why I'd be playing bass.
Yeah, of course. I could hear that. But I was just guessing. It did sound like it was left hand of a keyboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a legato thing, you know. There's a legato thing that the left hand on a keyboard has that the bass guitar really ain't even got.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you're a bass player and you're able to hear that.
Yeah.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. People, right tool for the right job. It's all vocabulary. Nothing's better or worse than anything.
Thank you for saying that, for clarifying that.
Yeah, because I think people, especially nowadays, maybe in the old days too, I think about those music magazines and so much of them being ads. And so we get kind of hung up on the gear.
Yes.
At the end of the day, people aren't, well, they're kind of hearing the gear, but they're hearing humans play that gear.
We hope so. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the whole deal with this AI. You know, it's like, you know, I don't care about the machine being able to write music. I want to hear what my people are doing.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. But look, we're at the end of the first hour, March 31, 2024 edition, Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Derek Higgins. Hold tight for hour two. March 31, 2024. It's the second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
gentle drip ship.
Color
to gather us all into his confection of perfection.
Thunder, wonder of your will. just think about everyone who came before.
Take an eye, so it's far as you want. All that did not make it, I can't. Take an eye, so it's far as you want. active louer. Pierre Bèze, que tu adores.
Pedro show. Start the second hour. Derek Higgins with Choke. Then we had the Leals with the Bilge. Bilge is the bottom of the boat, people. It's the water at the bottom of the boat. Yeah, it has an odor to it. John Paul Jones and Thurston Moore improvising some duet just recently at Big Ears Fest over there near Nashville. Nina Diaz, Give It All You Got. Torpedo, got to play with these cats here from Switzerland. They came to Pedro, played with them Tuesday. This is the fall. And finally, again, Derek Higgins, Blake DeForest, Gubby Phillips with Days. Okay, enlighten us to Cho there, Derek.
Yes, my brother. Well, sorry to say, 3 years ago, my younger brother passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Possibly COVID-related, but it also he had some heart problems. Anyway, he was the only sibling and family I had left in town except for some cousins.
Okay.
And that piece of music was my expression. I could not think of a title. Cho was literally the sound that came out of my into my head when I finished writing that melody. But it's an expression of my love and my and grief, even though maybe you won't pick up on that right away. But the song, that music, it still at times makes me cry. It's an expression of the loss, the feeling of losing my younger brother. He was the best. I loved him so much.
Yeah, I think artistic stuff can help with that.
It does.
But it can help.
It can. And I don't know, Mike, you have brothers and sisters?
I got two sisters. I got a half-brother, Justin.
Right.
He's
on.
30 years younger. But,
wow.
There's something about, that kind of, you know, it's trippy about family. You don't pick them.
No, you don't. No, they're
it could be
they're,
a real test, right?
Yeah, there they are. And they can, you know, it can be like heaven and hell rolled into one family, can't it?
Right, absolutely. And then this Days.
Days,
part of the
yes.
same stuff with Blake and Chubby, right? Cubby, sorry.
Yeah, that's cool, because Cubby, when he was a little kid, was Chubby, but he's not anymore. good Freudian. Days is the piece that opens the album, and it was another one where the horn line in that, Blake came up with that. Most all of this I wrote, everything, but that's one where he came up with it, and it says, "Damn, yeah, that's a hot line."
He wasn't responding to your stuff. He went first.
Well, he was responding, but it's like that melody that he that's in Days.
Okay.
It wasn't there. He put it. He came up with it.
Sure. That's always neat, right? You put out something, and then somebody brings back a thing that lights up other stuff in you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Takes it to another level. I love that about collaborating. You know the magic of it. You work with a lot of people.
Right. And this is one thing I think James Jamerson had a talent for. Since he had to do all that work so quick, he was trying to hook up the singer to the drummer.
Yes.
He didn't have a lot of time, right? All of a sudden, they're in the studio. He's got to come up with a bass part. He's got to aid and abet. And I think that was his main mission. How am I going to get the singer hooked up with the drummer and move people?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's exactly right. That's so important.
Absolutely.
You know that's important.
Absolute. Now, we were talking off air about this other project you got, RAF.
That's my long-term. Then from Holmes, we've been together since the 80s. But not in an organized way. We've just been going since the 80s,
Okay, let's listen. This tune ain't really what it's about. The end.
Early Monday morning, my wife's working today. Trying to help with the kids, all they want to do is play. Seven 7:30, I'm out the back door, I'm gonna be late anyway. Rolling down the pike, I know I'm growing old. Make the best of what you got, what I always been told. And four wheels might lose their body, baby, but two wheels move the soul.
Positive ones.
It's only been just 6 days. side. All right, say it.
Red light. I gotta ask my pappy if he thinks I should.
She got a simple wisdom that's beyond her years. Craig, she was with me almost every day. I don't know that it's good, but I can't stay away. I don't know that it's good, but I can't stay away. Can't seem to kick it, need to rattle and blaze. Caught man attorney on that old case, he's sleeping like the end of the road.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started with RAF doing the end.
Right on.
The Pony Bottles. This is from a compilation, people, I got from Pennsylvania. Not Philly. I think closer to... What's in the middle of that state? Yeah. A little bit west of Philly, 100 miles. Anyway, they're called Blind Pigeon. They put out all these trippy things. The Pony Bottles with the Outhouse, Chris Stahl, Two Wheels in the Wind, Thick Brown Fun with Pet, Society Beat, 6 Days, Tom Raider, Fire in the Hole, Almost Lancaster, that's the name of the town, people. I remember September. Almost One with Sodden Absolution, The Worms with Crazy Shoes. And then finally, RAF again with Other Side. So people might have missed out on last show, last time you were on, so hip them to RAF.
Yeah, RAF is, it's quite a story, but I met the guys back in the 80s through my job as a mental health psychiatric technician. There was a kid on the kids, the teen unit, who just totally impressed me. He was a mess, but he was obviously a genius. Anyway, this was just about the time that the touring band started and punk shows started coming to Omaha. Black Flag and the like. Dead Kennedys started coming through. So I was going to the shows because I've always been into music, and I would keep running into this kid, Matt, you know, after he was out of the hospital. And, hey, my band needs a bass player. We need a bass player. We want to play bass. Listen, man, I'm not even supposed to be talking to you. You are a patient, you know. But check it out. So at the Effigies show, you ever play a show at the Effigies?
Yes.
I'll bet that would have been awesome. Anyway, it was a mind-blowing show. The Effigies were just killer. So, of course, Matt's there at the end of the show, and I'm trying to talk to the Effigies, and he comes up, but he's got this kid with him, this blonde-haired kid, and it turns out that it's Paul, the guitar player from the band. So he starts bugging me again, but when I meet Paul, there was something about Paul that said, oh, I think there's something to this. And so I said, okay, I'll check it out. Anyway, long story short, I go to practice. Paul's songwriting and the energy of the band just blows me away, and I'm in. We never formalized anything. We're just a punk bunch of misfits who, when we get together, we play and we make a hell of a noise. We made a cassette back in the 80s, and we never ever broke up, but things kind of fell apart the first time around when Matt ended up in prison because of drugs, crystal meth and all that shit. And so he's not on the album that I sent you. That was one of our biggest fans, Kelly, it's such a long story. Years later, there's going to be this big punk reunion, and they're saying we can't have one without RAF, but Matt's not around. And so he says, well, I'd love to do it. And he was perfect, plus his friend Dan. So they joined the band, and we kept going. I love the guys. A bunch of misfits, but I love them.
Wow. Now, did the guy ever get out of jail?
Yes, he's out, and we reconnected. It hasn't been smooth. I'm just going to lay it out there. Actually, he's blocked right now on my phone because I don't want to reveal his stuff, but it's just like they say in the field. You don't cross that line interacting with your patients because it's going to be hell to pay. And it's true, even though I wouldn't change anything for the world because of what the music has brought, but there's been a whole lot of drama with this band, lot of drama.
Now, with the fan guy, it's probably a different kind of process. Well, the other guys are the same, right?
Yes, the drummer and Paul,
right?
The three original. We are the three original members with Dan and Kelly. But Kelly, it's amazing. He was just I barely remember Kelly from the shows. He was just a little kid.
Yeah.
So when it finally, that's who you are. We were his number one band, so he grew up. He got it, what we were about. So when he took over the vocals for the reunion show, which Matt did actually come to, but Matt was so out of shape from being in prison and stuff that he couldn't even last the whole song. And Kelly just killed it, and we've just gone since then. We played with Rick Agnew as well as Rick Agnew Fiasco a couple
sure,
times.
Sure, Rick's an old friend of mine. Yeah,
Rick is crazy. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, still going, man.
Yes, he is. Great. He stayed here at the house with me. Stayed here with me.
That's great. And his brother Frank, right?
Yes,
I remember. I think Frank plays with his son or something.
Yeah,
how long this has been going on? Look, Derek.
Yes, it just goes on.
It just goes on. We're at the end of the second hour. Well, Watt from Pedro show doesn't go out of time. Second hour, March 31, 2024 edition. Watt Pedro show special guest, Derek Keegan's whole time hour three. March 31, 2024 It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Recently, I had a small stack of papers in my hand I was going to recycle, along with other papers to put in a file. I separated the bunches in one hand by keeping a finger between the two of them. The finger was not used as a tool to clutch, but instead as an organizational marker. Additionally, I had a smaller single piece of paper with a note to myself that was to be neither recycled nor filed, so I held it between my lips. I completed the simple tasks, filing one batch and adding the others to the box of recycling. Then I couldn't figure out where the note was, so I went back to the file I put the papers in and looked for it unsuccessfully. Then I went to the recycling box and rummaged through the papers at the top of the pile. Again, it was not there. What did I do with it? Where could it be? Had it dropped along my path? I investigated all of those eventualities until finally realizing it was hanging below my chin, held in place by my lips, and flopping around on the air currents of my movements. No one witnessed any of this, but I felt like both performer and audience, combining mild embarrassment with a sort of triumphant finality to a very short show.
Thank you.
Swap for Pedro show started off the third hour with David Nance and Moed Sound.
Moed Sound,
Mock the Hours. Then we had Bombas Prendon with Stare to the Void of the
Dota. I love Bombas Prendon, yes.
Yes. These guys are making so much music. They don't do a lot of gigs. I think six gigs in about 40 years. But they play a lot of record. They make a lot of records. This is Staring to the Void of the Donut Hole.
Yeah.
And we had David Greenberger and Tyson Rogers. Now, these are stories when he worked at an old folks home. So it's kind of like, you know, another situation. Accidental Entertainment. Brendan, it's from his autobiography, the brand new record. Brendan Eder Ensemble with Tuesday at the Pond. Gold Dime with Ronnie Desperation. And finally, Derek Higgins and Walk. Now, that sounds like an actual word.
That one is definitely what it's about. Yeah. The music sounds like it's made to walk to.
But Moed Sound and David Nance, hip us.
Yeah. That's a fairly recent development. I joined that band just before COVID hit. And David is, I like working with young people. He's younger than my son. Okay. Still in his 20s. I made his acquaintance through, the punk scene. The Shanks. He was in a band called The Shanks for a while.
Okay.
And also he worked like a lot of musicians part-time at the record store. So that's how I made his acquaintance, was when Almost Music Record Store was still going. And he was already making records and got to talking. And one of his recent records that was put out by Trouble in Mind.
Yeah.
It featured a part where it was kind of jazz, free jazz. And I was talking to him in the store. I said, man, I ought to be playing with you. And this was like maybe a year before it actually happened. And then when we got together, it was like I thought, yeah, he does more of a kind of a rootsy thing than I do, but his person, you know what it's like working with people that you just feel a vibe with.
Yep.
Right. And that's what had happened. So we made the album Moed Sound during COVID, and then David got signed by Jack White's label Trouble, Third Man.
Third Man.
Yeah, so it's out on Third Man now. And actually, the band Moed Sound minus me is out on tour with Rosalie Middleman. I'm glad to be involved because it's like I was saying, you kind of put me to shame because I've done a lot of touring, but I'm not excited about touring now. But yeah. David's touring almost all the time, so he's out on the road now.
And who's in the band?
It's me, David Nance, Jim Schroeder on guitar, and Kevin, I was at to look his name up, Kevin Donahue on drums, and then Pearl sings on some songs, and then the touring bass player, Sam. Because since I didn't want to tour after making the record, because I've done so much of that econo touring where you sleep on people's floors, I just want to do that. So they got Sam, and so Sam's in the band as well.
And tell me about Walk.
And for me, Walk was a piece where it was inspired by the day. It was a sunny day. I take walks so I don't get too fat. And I was thinking about a rhythm, the rhythm of the walk. And that's where it came from.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be in the old days on bass. That's what mainly the cats did, right? They held time with walks.
That's right. And I don't know if they have anything with you, but you know how to walk on bass, right?
Yeah.
You bet, because I had to be. My dad was a jazz musician. I started on drums playing jazz, but then, you know, as I picked up bass and guitar, I got to the point where I can learn how to walk, you know, and you can't fake it when it comes to walking.
No, you can't. And, like, people are dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can really let down the band. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. You're the pulse.
Yeah.
I learned hard. I got kicked off of bandstands in the early days. Get off them drums. Get off that bass. You don't know what you're doing. You know, but it helped me to get better. Did it ever happen to you by chance, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Of course. And I was reading the Miles Davis book, Quincy Troupe, he was talking about some guy getting pulled off stage by a gig goer and is getting his ass beat for not being able to play.
That happens. That happens. I saw Preston Love almost do it. I saw Preston Love literally take a young kid's sax out of his mouth and tell him, you have to get off stage.
Okay. This was a gig goer. This was a guy in the band. This was, you know, dude in the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty like, whoa.
That's so, the realness, man.
Okay.
That's the realness.
You gave me some more RAF. I got Bleed here. Let's play it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Swap for Pedro Show Last Music for this edition. RAF with Bleed. And Ray Shin after that. Take the First Chair You See. Barry Stock with In Between Stars. Clear Spots with Metal Machine. That's so funny. Like, it's a Lou Reed song. Album title. And then it's a Captain Beefheart album title.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how music's gotten. Self-referential thing. Shiverboard after that. Their new album. This is Stain Remover. And finally, what you wanted me to hear. Brian Day, Derek Higgins doing Hovering Debris. So tell me about this set. You know, I think he's from Iowa, but he lives up in the city, you know, near San Francisco. But he likes to go back and visit. So I think he was kind of on a trip, right? And when he came by.
Yeah. You can't stop Brian. He's always traveling, always.
Either inventing. He likes to invent shit, too.
He does. He is just an amazing guy. We have a new place called, like, the Imaginarium or something. It's like a museum place here that's all imagining. And he, as a museum curator, was hired to help set it up here in Omaha. So that was part of why he was here when we did that. He was here working on that as well.
Okay. So he fitted in. And what happened? Did he come over to your pad?
He
has all kinds of gear, right? So he sets up a table full of stuff. Yeah.
Yes, I have pictures of it, you know, where we had to, like, clear part of the room that I'm sitting in so he could set up his deal with the tape measures and everything. I just love the guy. He is something else. He's irrepressible, you know.
Yeah.
You can't keep him from inventing. He's always doing something.
But those people are righteous things to have in our world, right? They're inspiration.
Such a godsend. Yes, yeah. I've had a lot of cool experiences through knowing Brian over the years. Things that probably
That's
wouldn't have happened
otherwise. Another thing. He's a connector. He connects people. Yeah. You know, he's going to put out this. I did a collab with Al Margolis out of Chester, New York, and Walter Wright on drums. Yeah, he's going to put out a release, a cassette.
Excellent. Yes,
people ask me about the old days, and I say it was a lot about people. But I think the new days is a lot about people, too.
You know, even with the technology and people sitting in their bedrooms, the connection between the human connection is absolutely vital. That doesn't change. I don't think that doesn't change.
Yep, absolutely. And the technology, yeah, that's just like clay. What are you going to make with that? A bowl or a cup or a plate?
That's right.
It's just raw material, right? And it's people coming together. And that thing, that very valuable thing one artist can give to another, inspiration.
Totally. Yeah. It's totally about that.
I love it.
You know, just right quick, another thing I'm doing that is not public, but it's music related, is I'm working with Hank Red.
Brother Derek, so sorry I have to cut you off, but we're at the end of the show. March 31, 2024 edition WAP Pedro Show. Can't wait to have you back, though. Love you. Keep your powder dry.